I have an 8-year track record in the legislature of building consensus with courage and conviction. I'm a former preschool teacher. I was the legal director at a domestic violence agency here in our largest counties. And most recently, my experience outside of the legislature includes working alongside Mayor Moreau Weinberger here in Burlington to advance his executive agenda. And really, all of these experiences combined make me feel like it's the right time to take a new step to support all Vermonters at a very critical juncture for ensuring that we figure out what's beneath Vermonters' economic stressors and begin to deal with them.
Your background, as you are citing it, is quite varied. How much of an advantage do you think that would give you as Lieutenant Governor to try to move policy items forward?
I'm proud of the varied experience I have. It includes, you know, starting working from a very young age and even bussing tables in my father's Irish pub when I was a kid. So whatever I've done, I've understood the value of a day's work and a paycheck, and I hope to bring that ethic to the Lieutenant Governor's office.
Keisha, you have been a state representative, so you've run an election campaign before, but a campaign for Lieutenant Governor is a statewide race. What do you feel your strengths and weaknesses are in mounting a statewide campaign?
Well, thankfully, I have had a lot of opportunity to travel around the state, and not only have I served in leadership roles in the legislature, but have worked to build a bench of other great candidates to run. And it's given me a window into a lot of different communities, the varying issues that people are concerned about. So certainly, while I hail from Burlington, I understand that our rural areas need a lot of resiliency and reinvigoration. And we also have a lot of common values and common ground. And that's where I hope to make inroads with Vermonters. You know, I think what I will have to overcome is certainly a perception, perhaps, that I come from Burlington or Chittenden County and may not understand the experience of other Vermonters. And I hope as people get to know me better and see how eager I am to understand their individual experience, their family's experience, their community's experience, and know that I do have deep connections all over the state, they will see that I am a candidate for all of the people of Vermont.
Are you concerned about fundraising for this campaign?
Well, I think it's being highlighted as a challenge for me because I do live, like most Vermonters, by earning a paycheck, and I'm going up against some candidates who can self-finance. So I am going to be relying on Vermonters of all stripes in whatever amount they can give to help support me in my campaign. And I do believe I will be successful in raising money from the grassroots.
What are the primary issues that you want to see discussed in the Lieutenant Governor's campaign?
Well, I think when many Vermonters sit around the kitchen table and think about, you know, what financial stressors they have, it's not just simply the economy. It's how they're going to pay for their kids' child care, which is the cost is often exceeding their mortgage, or how they're going to make sure their kids have access to higher education and can go to college. You know, they're making sure that they can still earn a paycheck even if they get sick or their kids get sick. And women are trying to take time from the workplace to raise a family and go back and still know that they're going to earn an equal wage. And so those are the things that I think are underpinning a lot of people's economic concerns. And those are the things that I want to address as part of an opportunity agenda to really get at what we need to keep our eye on when the governor and the legislature often end up having to put out different fires and focus on a myriad of things. The Lieutenant Governor has the ability to bring stakeholders together around a few key issues for Vermonters and keep working on them year-round.
You are entering the race knowing already that there will be a primary. There's already another Democrat in the race. Is that affecting your strategy for the race?
I believe that we are stronger when we have a range of candidates and voters get to hear from all of them and make the best decision. So it hasn't really changed my strategy at all. I have run now 4 times for the legislature, and each time I have emphasized the importance of running a positive campaign and really focusing on the issues. And that has served me well so far, and I think it'll serve me well in this race.
Keisha Rahm will face Brandon Riker of Marlboro in a Democratic primary. Among Republicans, former state senator and state auditor Randy Brock has announced his candidacy for lieutenant governor. Former gubernatorial candidate Scott Milne is among a number of others in the state GOP considering a possible run. WAMC has interviewed most of the announced candidates for governor and lieutenant governor. You can catch up at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.